the Public News Service Doe Newscast, October the 2nd, 2023. I'm Mike Clifford. First to Arizona, where the state played a crucial role in the 2020 and the 2022 elections. Experts predict that won't be any different come 2024.
President of Voto Latino Maria Teresa Kumar says in 2010, roughly 30% of Arizona classrooms were Latino-aged children, and those kids are now of voting age. She says through activating young people, Arizona flipped from being a red state to a blue state in 2020 by merely 12,000 votes. She adds approximately 70% of younger Latinos consider themselves to be more progressive compared to older Latinos.
Our challenge is to convince them to get into the game of democracy and to vote people in power that share their values so that they can become the biggest game changers. We're expecting 163,000 Latino youth to turn 18 in that state alone. The tsunami is just beginning.
I'm Alex Gonzalez reporting.
Now from CNBC, October has arrived and with it the resumption of federal student loan payments. This month, borrowers are expected to make their first mandatory payments on their loans in over 3 years. That's as President Donald Trump first enacted the forbearance on payments and interest in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. CNBC notes the exact date depends on the loan servicer. Folks who borrowed will be notified of the amount they owe and the day by which they must pay, at least 21 days before that payment is due. And as we head to November 7 and the municipal elections fast approach, there's a push for voter education in the Keystone State.
The Commonwealth is home to more than 1.7 million K-12 students and 500 school districts. Amy McGarren is a volunteer with the League of Women Voters Central Bucks County. She says 5 seats are open for the school board race, but 10 people are running. She says the district is facing challenges based on policies that have been put in place by a majority of the existing school board that don't fairly represent the community. And as she says, are discriminatory and harmful to the students.
One of those policies being a library book restriction policy, which is basically a book ban to remove books from our library that have already been selected and on the shelves by our library staff.
McGarren points out they also have a censorship policy that limits what can be taught in classrooms. Therefore, she says the League, along with other advocacy groups, are hosting a webinar on censorship in schools. For Public News Service, I'm Danielle Smith.
The last day to register to vote in Pennsylvania for the general election is October the 23rd. This is Public News Service. We head next to California, where officials concerned about climate change are speaking out, urging the EPA to finalize its proposed clean car standards.
The agency aims to ensure that 67% of new light-duty vehicles and 25% of new heavy-duty trucks sold in the U.S. are electric by 2032. New York Assemblymember Angelo Santabarbara says the clean car standards are crucial to achieving our climate goals.
These standards represent a pivotal step towards accelerating the transition to electric vehicles. They are essential to stabilizing our climate and safeguarding public health.
I'm Suzanne Potter.
Advocates say the transition to clean cars will reduce our dependence on foreign oil. They also say drought, floods, and extreme heat fueled by climate change are causing instability across the world and constitute a threat to our national security. And the 100 million Americans currently carrying medical or dental debt could get some relief after the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau took steps to prohibit credit agencies from including that debt on credit reports.
As Julia Char-Gilbert with the Colorado Center on Law and Policy explains, bad credit scores due to medical debt can create big problems.
Families are increasingly facing barriers to accessing rental housing, credit cards, certain forms of employment, all because that medical bill is showing up on their credit report.
The CFPB proposal begins a rulemaking process that will include a call for public comments. Gilbert says 700,000 Coloradans currently saddled with medical debt should see relief sooner. A new Colorado law bans medical debt from Coloradans' credit reports. Critics of the move have argued that employers, landlords, and banks need this information as they calculate their risks. I'm Eric Galatis.
Under the new Colorado law, it's up to credit agencies to make sure medical debt is not listed on a credit report. Finally, from a Catherine Carley, autumn leaves will soon be falling, and a growing number of homeowners in Massachusetts are willing to leave them on the ground.
A new survey from the National Wildlife Federation finds a majority of people recognize the vital habitat a leaf layer provides for moths and insects, which birds need to survive. Naturalist David Mizajewski says leaves also help suppress weeds and improve the quality of soil.
Sounds an awful lot like mulch and fertilizer, but we've been trained by the garden industry to get rid of all the leaves and then go buy mulch and fertilizer.
Mizajewski says keeping even some of the leaves on the ground reduces the amount of yard waste in landfills where they produce methane, a potent greenhouse gas.
This is Mike Clifford. Thank you for starting your week with Public News Service, member and listener supported. Here's on interesting radio stations, your favorite podcast platform. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.